Chapter 3. The Torrance Tornado. It happened every Saturday. Louis would go to the track, limber up, lie on his stomach on the infield grass, visualizing his coming race. Then walk to the line, await the pop of the gun, and spring away. Pete would dash back and forth in the infield, clicking his stopwatch, yelling encouragement and instructions. When Pete gave the signal, Louis would stretch out his long legs and his opponents would scatter and drop away, in the words of a reporter, sadly disheartened and disillusioned. Louis would glide over the line. Pete would be there to tackle him, and the kids in the bleachers would cheer and stomp. Then there would be autograph-seeking girls coming in waves, a ride home, kisses from mother, and snapshots on the front lawn, trophy in hand. Louis won so many wristwatches, the traditional laurel of track, that he began handing them out all over town. Periodically, a new golden boy would be touted as the one who would take him down, only to be run off his feet. One victim, wrote a reporter, had been hailed as the boy who doesn't know how fast he can run. He found out Saturday. Louis' supreme high school moment came in the 1934 Southern California Track and Field Championship. Running in what was celebrated as the best field of high school milers in history, Louis routed them all and smoked the mile in 4 minutes 21.3 seconds, shattering the national high school record set during World War I by more than 2 seconds. His main rival so exhausted himself in chasing Louis that he had to be carried from the track. As Louis trotted into Pete's arms, he felt a tug of regret. He felt too fresh. Had he run his second lap faster, he said, he might have clocked 4 minutes 18 seconds. A reporter predicted that Louis' record would stand for 20 years. It stood for 19. Once his hometown's resident arch-villain, Louis was now a superstar, and Torrance forgave him everything. When he trained, people lined the track fence, calling out, "Come on, Iron Man!" The sports pages of the Los Angeles Times and Examiner were striped with stories on the prodigy, whom the Times called the Torrance Tempest, and practically everyone else called the Torrance Tornado. By one report, stories on Louis were such an important source of revenue to the Torrance Herald that the newspaper insured his legs for $50,000. Torrancers carpooled to his races and crammed the grandstands. Embarrassed by the fuss, Louis asked his parents not to watch him race. Louise came anyway, sneaking to the track to peer through the fence, but the races made her so nervous that she had to hide her eyes. Not long ago, Louis's aspirations had ended at whose kitchen he might burgle. Now he latched onto a wildly audacious goal, the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. The games had no mile race, so milers ran the 1,500 meters, about 120 yards short of a mile. It was a seasoned man's game. Most top milers of the era peaked in their mid-20s or later. As of 1934, the Olympic 1,500-meter favorite was Glenn Cunningham, who'd set the world record in the mile 4 minutes 6.8 seconds just weeks after Louis set the national high school record. Cunningham had been racing since the fourth grade, and at the 1936 games, he would be just short of 27. He wouldn't run his fastest mile until he was 28. As of 1936, Louis would have only 5 years' experience and would be only 19. But Louis was already the fastest high school miler in American history, and he was improving so rapidly that he had lopped 42 seconds off his time in 2 years. His record mile, run when he was 17, was 3.5 seconds faster than Cunningham's fastest high school mile, run when he was 20. Even conservative track pundits were beginning to think that Louis might be the one to shatter precedent, and after Louis won every race in his senior season, their confidence was strengthened. Louis believed he could do it, and so did Pete. Louis wanted to run in Berlin more than he had ever wanted anything. In December 1935, Louis graduated from high school. A few weeks later, he rang in 1936 with his thoughts full of Berlin. The Olympic Trials track finals would be held in New York in July, and the Olympic Committee would base its selection of competitors on a series of qualifying races. Louis had 7 months to run himself onto the team.